This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The Olympics bring together a remarkable group of individuals. They're in peak physical condition and they're fiercely competitive. They represent an ideal of human form. And that's exactly the kind of person Arturo Tarantino is looking for. He's training an elite force of sexual operatives to break down international borders. Sex, sports, and world peace. What more do you want? You can see all this and more in the new play Tarantino's Yellow Speedo. It was written by Monica Byrne. She lives in Durham and joins us today. Welcome, Monica. Good to have you back.
Hi. Good to be here.
Jay Oberski's here. He's the director. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Frank.
And we have a couple of actors, Caitlin Wells and Nicola Bullock, who are in the play. Good to have you here.
Hi.
And we should point out that we are going to have a conversation that will center on adult themes, even though Jay is here. So for
I'll leave the room.
For those tiny ears, you know, you just I don't know how bad it's going to get, but just a warning ahead of time. So Monica, tell us about Tarantino's Yellow Speedo.
Well, Tarantino's Yellow Speedo, it was a play that I thought of because I wanted to address the issue of polyamory in sort of a metaphorical dimension.
Polyamory?
Yes,
which
indeed.
Is,
polyamory, well, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. There are at least as many misconceptions as there are practices.
Pardon the expression.
Oh yes. Yes, indeed. No, there are. And yeah, I wanted to bring it into a larger public consciousness through theater.
Meaning multiple partners. Multiple
yes.
partners without a sense of, in this case, without a sense of possession, that we'll have sexual partnership, but nothing about this implies a relationship beyond what happened just now.
No, actually. No? That's one misconception, actually,
all
of
right.
polyamory.
Disabuse me.
Well, it's like I said, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But for a lot of people, what it means and what it means to me is having multiple partners, but also being extremely open and communicative and kind to everybody involved. Everyone is on board. Everybody knows. And it's not the same as swinging. It's not the same as it's just another relationship model like monogamy. And it's a way of developing long-term relationships. As much as monogamy is.
And in your case, it does involve careful attention to the feelings of everybody.
Absolutely.
Involved. And the Olympics. So what's the connection there?
The Olympics is, I mean, to me, it's a metaphor for this phase in my life that I find myself where I'm in Durham. I'm surrounded by these incredibly beautiful, young, heroic, in my eyes, unmarried people, some of whom I'm involved with, some of whom I'm not, and people I go in and out of being involved with. And that sort of heroic mindset is sort of what inspired the Olympic Village as the setting of this. It's just like the sort of goddess and god worship that I am finding myself doing in Durham.
Now, the other thing that goes along with the Olympics is a kind of competitive nature,
yeah.
which we associate with monogamy. It's not necessarily monogamy. Right?
Yeah, the competitive aspect, I mean, the funny thing about doing polyamory in the Olympic Village is that it is fundamentally at odds with the competitive nature of Olympians. Mm. And so this play sort of pits two human impulses against each other, to love and be safe and to win and to get all the cake.
Okay, and where's Tarantino fit in all of this?
Oh, Tarantino is the messiah figure of this movement.
Not the director.
Sort of, uh-huh. in a way. But he founded the movement in the 80s, of course, in the 80s. Everything began in the 80s. That was important. And he sort of directs, but he disappeared in a diving accident. And so he appears as a sort of godlike figure who directs all the proceedings.
All right. And then I've got to ask about Tarantino's Yellow Speedo.
Yes. His Yellow Speedos are the equivalent of gold medals in this sort of underground cult world. If you have won the Speedo, that means you have achieved the zone, which means you've transcended possession, feelings of possession. And if you've won the Yellow Speedo, then you go on to be a diplomat in this elite diplomatic corps.
It does make a funny picture at the awards ceremony, it seems to me, standing on the pedestal.
Oh, yes. A very
awarding,
theatrical.
Awarding. So, Jay, what do you do with this? What happens on stage?
A lot of nudity. Gratuitous. No.
That's our show. Thanks for listening.
It's we have 13 incredible actors in the peak of their lives. It's about all these intersections and collisions of worldview and competition, the need for control versus release. And we've been trying to find a sort of balance where we can represent all sides and all views and let the audience decide what's feasible and questioning the way they operate.
Because this really is, I mean, we are stuck on this idea that the proper way to relate to each other is in a kind of a committed relationship one-to-one and therefore an exclusive relationship. I mean, this seems to be something that goes way back, though it really doesn't.
Yeah.
And there's a whole lot of primates, for instance, who just ignore that all the time, including our friends the chimps and the bonobos. Bless them.
Yes, I know. God bless the bonobos. I mean, one of the primary themes of the play is there's no reason that monogamy is more natural than any other way of being. And all of these things that we take for granted are coupled, like intimacy and commitment and monogamy are not – that's a construction.
We did that to ourselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about the characters then. Caitlin, can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Well, I play Mia, who I would say falls on the surprisingly more monogamous side of the scale. She goes into this thinking, as an overachiever, this is going to be my big chance to get one more kind of gold medal, one more notch in the belt, if you will, and realizes over the course of this training that that's not at all what she wants, that she, despite all of her aspirations to be this poly goddess, really lands on that safety and love and commitment that monogamy with her partner would offer her.
And then tell us about your character then, Nicola.
I play Kayla Dubé, and Kayla is from the South, and she's from an army family, and I think she has very, not rigid, but set ideas about how relationships happen. And Kayla is married to Mia, and so they're going through this training together, and a lot of her ideas about how relationships and how monogamy or how partnering happens are really challenged.
So Mia, your character, Caitlin, Mia is really a polyamorous. She's somebody who's in support of this new idea, this vanguard, and has this kind of transformation. You're a little more conservative going into this. You are a married couple at the start. And let me ask you, Monica, then, so what happens? They're going to the Olympics and then get recruited? Is that the idea?
They do. But they're in an open marriage. And so they see this as a very structured way of opening up their marriage and testing out that idea. And so it appeals to them greatly, even though one of them is a little bit more hesitant than the other. And then they have very different reactions from what they expected.
Can you do a part of a scene for us?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Hey, how you feeling? We still got this?
I got this. You got this?
I got this.
We wanted this.
And we are champions.
We don't give up.
No, you and me. No, let's just remember what we said.
Monogamy does not make me safe. Monogamy is...
is a reaction to fear, and we don't...
want to be enslaved by fear.
Yes, and this is the perfect situation.
It's all set up for us. We both have...
one partner, and then we both get a second partner.
Right, so we're going through it together.
Yeah, just like training, just like hitting the clay pigeons.
Except... everyone hits every pigeon.
Well, yeah, and if we get lost, if you feel lost, just say it again.
Monogamy does not make me safe.
Do visualizations.
Just like we're at the range.
Right.
Exactly.
There we go. A little bit of Tarantino's Yellow Speedo performed for us by Nicola Bullock and Caitlin Wells. And, of course, we should point out that your sport is shooting clay pigeons, right? So that's the reference there. Mm-hmm. And I guess, Monica, this really gets to this theme of competition and sort of why we've constructed this thing now and we've actually become more comfortable in it.
Yeah, yeah. Meaning you mean the construction of competition?
The construction of competition and also the safety that we feel in knowing exactly what the rules are. One-on-one, no more.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's another form of safety. And to me, when I realized that what I thought was safety was not at all safe, was actually an extremely liberating moment. And I wanted to share that, actually, with the world, that this isn't the way it has to be, that this isn't the way that anybody has to be. And my wish, I mean, Jay and I have talked about what we want people to go away from this play with, is to just question where they fall on the spectrum. I think a lot of people don't question monogamy as the primary relationship model as much as they should. Mm-hmm. But polyamory and other forms of relationships have such a bad rap that prevents dialogue from going forward.
Well, if you examine these questions deeply enough about in terms of how you feel about them and how they've been constructed, you can also ask deeper questions about this thing we call marriage, which gets a lot of publicity these days and a lot of media play.
For sure.
And ask yourself how much this has to do with ownership and mm-hmm. property mm-hmm. and whether or not it was some kind of natural construction or something we did in order to privilege one, say, gender over another and their property rights. At least you get to ask the questions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, marriage, I wouldn't say, though, that marriage, I'm not against marriage. I'm not against mm-hmm. monogamy. It's more just I wish there were other options on the table, and I want there to be other options on the table. I mean, I come from a very successful, happy, monogamous marriage. And so, you know, I'm not going to tell anyone not to get married. And there are tremendous benefits and so many people I know who are very happy in marriages. And so it's more about just saying there are other ways of being that will make people happier.
Jay, how do you do that? When you introduce a kind of radical concept like this and a sort of a new idea for a lot of us to take seriously, you say you want people to leave with an open mind, and yet there has to be a kind of privilege for this, a way of expressing fully what this new idea is. How do you manage that as a director to keep that in balance?
With a lot of candy. You wrap candy around the pill.
Yeah.
And so there's, beautiful people doing very sensual, exciting, crazy, kooky things. And so if you can draw an audience in so that they can hear a much deeper conversation and an argument, then you can hook them. And so many plays don't attempt to go deep with it. Either they stay on the surface or mm-hmm. what I find a lot of times, especially in plays about sexuality or, say, racism, is that there's sort of a pat on the back with the easy answer. Mm-hmm. And so with the obvious would be for everybody to realize that that polyamory was just a phase and that it was something that selfish people do and then they grow up, which I think was a bias that I had and was interesting to explore and get over.
Kind of work through. Nicola mm-hmm. and Caitlin, I wonder if I could ask you to do another part of a scene for us.
Sure. Do you need any context?
We probably do.
Okay.
So I'd be happy if you'd set it up for us.
Okay. We have just, Kayla and Mia have just had our first partnering with somebody who's also in the training, but more of a master teacher. And this is the first time that we've seen each other and gotten together since that happened. Okay. It's crazy. Afterward, I felt more love for you, not less. It's so good to see you.
I feel exactly the same way. Oh, we should go for a walk in the Olympic Village like tourists. There's free jazzercise and free funnel cakes. Oh, and there's free McDonald's
Great.
With these experimental
yeah.
menu items. And
All
then
right.
you fill out a questionnaire yeah. as to whether you liked it or not.
All right, let's do that soon. But I think we're allowed to tell now.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, let's get that out of the way. Would you like to go first?
Sure. Mine was Suleiman.
Oh, wow. A man.
Yeah.
So you, what did you do?
We had intercourse.
Ha! Intercourse. God, what a word.
Yeah, what about you?
Caridad.
Oh, wow. She's hot.
Yeah, definitely.
So you had
sex, yeah, sex,
okay.
Full on, everything, all,
right. well,
all the bells and whistles.
Did you, I mean, was it enjoy it? Was it enjoyable?
I did. I was very focused. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it more than me? I'm sorry, no, I shouldn't joke.
He's a man.
It's part
not
of the training,
the same,
so I shouldn't even ask.
It's not the gender. Yeah, it's okay. He was different. He was lovely. Is it okay to say that?
Yeah, no, I bet it's a sign that world peace is imminent. Caridad came so hard she punched a hole in the wall.
Oh, wow. Okay, so should we maybe talk about, just so I have it straight in my head, that means your lips have been there.
Yeah,
Well, and just so I have it straight in my head, that means that he's been up there?
Yep.
Caitlin Wells, Nicola Bullock, in a scene from Tarantino's Yellow Speedo, Little Green Pig's performance of that play at Man Bites Dog, begins next Thursday, May 22nd. It goes through June 5th. So this does get to some of this, kind of why we would write rules around sexual behavior and why we would construct this idea. And part of it is there does seem to be once, and we don't know how natural this is, we start to feel possessive. And then it can kind of create problems in the social fabric, right? And so we write rules.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the lines that Arturo comes back to is, love must flow in its proper channels or it will destroy the fabric of society, which is something his father told him and something he's rebelling against, that love just needs to be free-flowing, no boundaries whatsoever. It's like extreme capitalism and extreme communism. You know, they answer lies somewhere along the spectrum. I think there are absolutely, in polyamory, there are absolutely rules of behavior. Yeah. And in fact, I think far more so than in monogamy, because you have multiple partners. And so you need to manage all of their feelings and all of their expectations and take care of multiple people and make sure your needs are being met in turn. So polyamory is absolutely its own system as well. It just means multiple partners instead of one.
And it's got rules, as you said. And by examining the question and thinking about it again, you get to see who wrote the current rules and who they may privilege.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I understand. I want to ask Caitlin and Nicola this, that some cast members actually met for the first time under some fairly strange circumstances to get to know each other. Who wants to tell me about that?
Well, yeah. So we shot a trailer before we actually got really into rehearsals. So before we'd started working together on the script. And basically the trailer was to kind of draw people into just the sensuality and the fun and just the sharing and the vulnerability in this show. And so we're all in our underwear, dancing around in a baby pool covered in glitter. And it was actually this spectacular moment where maybe going in, because we didn't know each other, we were maybe a little hesitant or uncomfortable, but it just became this very safe, wonderful, free hour or so where we really got to bond in a really healthy, lovely way. It was a blast.
Well, Jay, talk about that as a director. There's going to be nudity. There's going to be people who aren't used to that and weren't in the pool with the glitter to kind of get to know everybody. What do you do about that sensibility? People come in from the street with their expectations and sense of boundaries, and now there's a play that's going to ask me to question these. How do you treat that sensibility that has bought a ticket and sat in the chair?
Well, you have to, I don't know, this sounds like a cliche, but you have to have a lot of communication between everyone and make sure that where people feel safe and where they don't. And so we actually, from the writing of the play onward, we've been doing that. So Monica sent out an email and said, what are you comfortable with? And people wrote back with their levels of comfort, and that's kind of hardwired into the script now. But it is a day-to-day coping source for us. It has to do with the costuming. It has to do with the lighting and how close people get to each other. But we've also cast people who are mature in that sense, and they can deal, and they know that this is all make-believe and that they're not really putting themselves in a dangerous position.
I want to thank you all for being on the program. Jay Oberski is the director of Tarantino's Yellow Speedo. Monica Byrne wrote it. Caitlin Wells and Nicola Bullock are actors in it. And you can see Little Green Pig's performance of Tarantino's Yellow Speedo at Man Bites Dog Theater in Durham next Thursday, May 22nd through June 5th. Thank you all for being on the program.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
Coming up next, music from the Women's Voices Chorus. Stay tuned.